You're listening to Food Integrity Now with your host, Carol Gervais. Hello and welcome to Food Integrity Now. I'm Carol Gervais. I'm your host today. At Food Integrity Now, we envision a world without GMOs, a thriving world where our food is safe for our children and our grandchildren. If you share this vision, go to our website and join us. Our show today is brought to you by Biolumina Spirulina, one of the finest whole food supplements on the market. To find out more about Biolumina, go to newphoenixrising.com/beingwell, or just go to the show page and click on the link. I think you're really going to love this product. My guest today is Hoska Harrison. Hoska, for over 30 years, has been a philosopher, mystic, teacher, medium, and founder of Jonah Life Institute. He also founded the Universal Education Foundation and Life Energy Flow Tai School of Healing. Hoska has brought forth the long-forgotten ancient Chinese healing treatments called Life Energy Flow Tai. Hoska teaches many different subjects on healing the mind, body, and spirit. The often controversial teachings of Jonah and Hoska have led to front-page articles in the Seattle Times, Denver Post, Longmont Times, Boulder Camera, and interviews on the Today Show, Time Magazine, and a host of different radio talk shows. Hoska now lives at 9,000 feet in the Colorado Rockies with Rebecca, his wife of 41 years, balancing his time traveling, writing, and being a medium for Jonah while enjoying his children, grandchildren, and great-grandson. Hoska, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carol. It's great to be on your show.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you today and learn a little bit, and hopefully our listeners will learn a lot. One of the reasons I wanted to have you on our show today is to discuss a subject that not many food educators or food activists are talking about. At Food Integrity Now, one of our goals is to educate those who want to learn about what is happening with our global food supply. We have had many experts on our show talking about GMOs and the chemicals that are being placed in our food, water, and even the chemicals being sprayed in our sky. We emphasize the importance of avoiding these toxic foods, eating organic and non-GMO, and discuss the value of buying local, knowing your food source, and even growing your own food. These are all essential to maintaining a healthy mind and body. What is not talked about much is something that I feel is equally important, and that is our emotional or mental state when we eat, as well as how this food can affect our genetic bodies. Everything is energy. Food is energy. Today, I'd like to discuss the energy and consciousness of food. Hoska has been studying energy and how energy works for many years, and he teaches his Tai Yi students and many others about the science of spirituality and the spirituality of science.
This may seem obvious to many, but for educational purposes, Hoska, let's start out with the basics. Can you explain briefly how everything is energy?
Energy. You know, it's as a philosopher, I've spoken about energy for over 30 years. And it's still a concept that is rarely understood. Scientists can put many different labels on it, but simply stating energy is movement. Energy is the movement of every particle of life that exists. The cornerstone of the philosophy that I teach is that everything is energy and all energy carries a consciousness. And when that can be more thoroughly understood, then one can begin understanding how energy works, what energy does, and how it affects your own consciousness.
Okay, great. Now that we understand that everything is energy, food is energy, what does this have to do with us individually when we eat?
Food is energy, but remember, all energy is consciousness as well. So, yes, food is energy, but food is also consciousness. So if you eat food that is impure, that is the consciousness you're taking into your body. If you eat food that is pure, that is the consciousness you are putting into your body. You know, how many foods are out there? As soon as someone eats that food, they begin feeling depressed. They begin feeling irritated, or their stomach bloats out, or they get a headache, or they have a total lack of energy. Well, you know, there are many parts to the answer of that question, but the critical part is, what consciousness did you eat?
Okay, that being said, we talk a lot on my show about GMOs. Can you describe the energy of GMO foods? In essence, what is the consciousness of a toxic pesticide or drug? And how does that toxic chemical affect our emotional, physical, and mental bodies?
The consciousness of GMO foods is the consciousness of death. Now, death is an energy. You can talk about physical death. You can talk about mental death, emotional death, spiritual death, many different layers of death. But death itself carries an energy. It carries a consciousness. So the consciousness, the energy of GMO foods, is the consciousness of death, which means it attempts to replace in your body healthy living. It replaces healthy living. Now, this is about the consciousness and the energy of food. Well, you can take GMO foods and you can look at how that food was altered, not to support life. It was altered to support profit.
Exactly. When you put it that way, it makes a lot of sense, the consciousness, because the intention of these corporations that are making the GM foods is clearly not to feed the world. It's to create profit.
It's to create profit and chemically program the brain. And that's something I have not heard a lot of people talk about in terms of GMO foods.
Can you explain that further, Hoska?
Yes, your brain is a biological chemical computer. Just as if you were to take your physical computer and you were to put some type of destructive code in it, well, you would lose a lot of information. It wouldn't work properly. The same thing with the brain. Now, I'm not talking about the mind. I'm talking about the brain. I've consistently taught that there is a difference between the mind and the brain, but that is something that perhaps I'll go into later on another show. But upon this show, I'm talking about the physical organ, the brain, which is a chemical computer. You put the consciousness of death, if you put that GMO energy, it begins separating cells, or to term it perhaps a little bit differently, it is one of the primary tumor creators in our world today in the brain itself. Now, that is the processing of the chemistry of the brain. When you put in a death consciousness, a death energy of GMO, it begins blocking the transference of energy from the mind to the brain. Now, when there is an energy that is blocking that transference from the mind to the brain, that is when the individual can be controlled on multiple, many levels without the awareness that they're even being controlled. So, yes, it is a toxic food. Yes, they are creating this food to create and generate profits, but there's a much more sinister aspect to this entire GMO energies, corporations that are going on today. It has a lot to do with brain control.
And that being said, Hoska, do you feel that the consciousness of GMOs can create passivity in individuals?
Absolutely. It's already doing it. We are probably as a, and I'm speaking in terms of the United States here, the nation of the United States is probably more passive today than at any time in its recorded history. But it's not just the United States. You can look at many European countries. You can look at Australia. You can look at Asia. It's occurring worldwide. Now, where is it occurring the most? It occurs the most where the strongest toxic GMO foods are being forced down people's throats through propaganda. So you can perhaps do a search, where is GMO foods most prevalent? I would say probably the United States. And you can look at the consciousness of the United States and to see how passive it has become. We have no longer a president of the United States, we have a president, Congress, Senate, governors, state senators under the control and manipulation of the corporations. They're in bed with each other. They will give whatever money a politician wants to vote this way, and this way. Even though they were elected to represent the people, that's not occurring. They're simply representing their pocketbook.
I agree, Hoska, and I think many are becoming more and more aware of this. And I just know today as we speak that the Congress is voting on the Monsanto Protection Act, which, you know, gives the corporations more rights than they currently already have, which I think is outrageous.
It is outrageous because they know they can get away with it. They know that the American public has become so passive, they know exactly how far they can go, how rapidly they can go, and how much they can get away with. They already know this before they open their mouth to say one word or attempt to pass one bill. They know exactly what is going to be occurring and how much they can get away with.
There are many of us, though, that are working to expose this and to educate people. And I think that is going to be the key, Hoska.
It has to be the key, Carol. You know, if that does not occur, then the alternative is quite disturbing.
Yes, it
people
is.
People have to get involved. They have to fight that urge to be passive. That's what's important for each person to know. They must fight the urge to be passive.
Yeah, I think so many people don't realize how much personal power they have to affect change. And we talk about this a lot on the show. If each individual takes a stand, then collectively, we're, you know, individually we're powerful, but collectively against the corporations, we have great chance of changing the outcome.
I'm in the process right now of writing an article for the next General Life Institute International newsletter. and it's about the elite and how the elite work. And the elite know that they can only exist by the passive nature of humanity. The elite knows they could be overthrown, whoever the elite is, in terms of the families of elite. They well know they can be overthrown. They well know that GMO foods could be wiped off the planet. They know this, that it could happen. But they rely on passive populations to continue their manipulation and control. But you can read more about that in my October 1st newsletter.
And why don't you give your website for people who want to sign up for this newsletter and know more about what you do?
It is www.jonahlifeinstitute.com.
Thank you, Hoska. So let's move on. I want to talk more about GMOs. Even if we're eating a mainly healthy diet, a non-GMO organic diet, can this food still become toxic to us?
The answer is yes and no. And what I mean by that, it depends upon the individual. You've heard the old saying, the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yes.
Well, if you have an individual who is quite toxic within their body for whatever reasons, perhaps they're toxic because they've been on certain medications that perhaps they needed to be on, perhaps they're toxic because of the water they've been drinking, whatever. If they have been toxic, they can have a little bit of GMO and it knocks them over. It's the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, you can have other individuals that are quite healthy. They've been really watching what they eat, what they drink. They exercise their body. They breathe. They drink plenty of water. And they go out to a restaurant. And, of course, virtually every restaurant in America serves to a degree certain GMO foods. And they can eat some of those GMO foods. And they may have a very mild sensation from eating that. But no critical damage has occurred. So it depends upon the person and how toxic their bodies and their brains are.
And what does judging our food do before we eat it? Let's say we go out, you know, as you said, you go to a restaurant and there are no restaurants that don't have some element of GMO foods. If you decide that you want to eat this food and you judge that food but eat it anyway, what happens to the energy of that food?
It becomes more toxic. You know, judgment is a very toxic energy. Judgment is promoted by the mass consciousness because it keeps people depressed. The ones that judge the most are the most depressed people. Judgment is a depressive energy. So you judge the food, but you're not just judging the food, you're judging yourself for eating the food. It's going to become more toxic than what it already is.
So that being said, what advice do you have for our listeners when they're traveling or they have to eat GMO foods because they need to eat something? What advice do you have for them?
Continue cleansing your body. Continue taking whatever vitamins or herbs that may assist, whatever teas that may assist in that cleansing. And certain vitamins and herbs is not to state that they work for all. It's an individual that one process that one needs to go through as to what works with them. Keep your body, your brain clean.
Okay, and it's my understanding that one of the really good products to take would be psyllium husk. But is it true that that might not work for every individual?
It depends on two things. When the person takes it, meaning what time of day they take it or what time of evening, in their digestive system. Now, it is not recommended that one take psyllium husk at night just before they go to bed. You know, some people have thought, well, if I take it at night just before I go to bed, I'll wake up and be all cleaned out. No, it cakes into the intestines, and it begins blocking, creating blocks in the intestines. It does just the opposite of what it was created to do. So if one wants to take psyllium husk, yes, that's a wonderful tool to help move out toxins from the intestines. But don't take it in the evening, and make sure you drink sufficient amounts of water.
I just came back from a really wonderful conference in California, the National Heirloom Expo, where there were great speakers, and one of the speakers was Jeffrey Smith, and he was really discussing the science of what these GMOs do to your gut, and how they create leaky gut, and that's just one of the things that is created physically in your body from the GMOs. So that makes sense with the psyllium husks, to help cleanse out some of the GMOs so that you don't have that.
That's correct,
yes. Okay, so you had mentioned depression. For those that have a sensitivity to depression and mental confusion, the majority of those depressed have a chemical imbalance, which is a result of the compression of energy. The chemicals being injected into the food will increase mental confusion and compressed energy in your body. Can you speak more about this?
Well, it's the a philosophy that I've long taught. Like energy attracts like energy, which means if you are one that is chemically depressed, your brain is going to gravitate towards a food, whether that food's GMO or not, is going to gravitate towards that food to increase the depression. So, like energy attracts like energy. Ones need to be aware of this. Meaning, if they are chemically depressed, they need to search their diet, a clean diet, meaning a non-GMO diet, but within that non-GMO diet, what is the chemistry of that food? So ones can do a whole chemical analysis, or they can simply begin testing themselves. They can do muscle testing, or they can simply try a little bit of food by itself and wait 10 or 15 minutes and see what you begin experiencing in your body. Do you become agitated? Do you become more depressed? Or does the opposite occur? You begin feeling more energized. You feel less depressed. So make a list of what foods serve you. It is not correct to state all foods that are non-GMO are correct and appropriate for you to eat. That's simply not the case, because everybody has different chemistries within their bodies and their brain.
Right, and that makes a lot of sense. I know that I eat somewhat by the blood type diet, and you know, it's not 100%, it's not a one size fits all, but I find that for my blood type A, I do better subscribing to the list of foods that work well with a blood type diet.
There is a lot of truth in that diet, and as you just stated, it's not an absolute. But if one can look at that overall diet and individualize it for yourself, it can be very helpful.
It's not just the food in and by itself. Different belief systems and attitudes that are carried within our energy system can activate genetic weaknesses that we carry. Can you talk more about that?
Exactly. You know, when each human is born, they're born with a genetic code, a genetic pattern. And within that genetic code pattern, there are strengths and there are weaknesses. There are the opposite polarities that exist within the genetic structure. So if you have someone, let's say two of the most predominant forms of cancer today in America is breast cancer for women and prostate cancer for men. So let's say they have a genetic weakness for that. Well, they really need to watch what they put in their body, because you can activate that. And once it becomes activated, it's very difficult to stop the activation. Now, one can stop the activation once it is, whether it be through a rapid change in diet, a rapid change in perhaps of the vitamins and herbs and minerals that might be taken, and even the utilization of Life Energy Flow Tai Chi treatments. But the point here being, the majority of people have strengths and weaknesses, and they can look at their family history to see what their weakness is. A woman can look, has breast cancer ever occurred with my mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, sisters, whatever. And the same for the men, can look at their fathers, their brothers, their grandfathers, and to see what are the weaknesses. Search your family history.
That's great advice. And you mentioned Tai Chi, and a lot of our listeners may not be familiar with what Tai Chi is. Can you just give us a brief overview of what you were speaking about? What is Tai Chi?
I was taught by a very old Chinese man the ancient technique for the shorter phrase simply called Tai Chi, T-A-I-Y-I. But its full name is actually Life Energy Flow. It has 4,000 different treatments, and it works with a grid system. Now, what is unique and different about Tai Chi and the teachings that I teach, but also the teachings that Jonah teaches, is that we do not have seven bodies, we have 12 bodies. And within each body is a set of meridians. It's not just a physical body for acupuncture. It is all of the bodies have meridians. So Tai Chi works with creating a grid system that matches multiple bodies within the meridian system to create change and healing, whether it be too much energy in a certain part of the body or not enough energy in a certain part of the body. I don't want to go into details, but you can go to lifeenergyflowtaiyi.com and search our website. There's a lot more information on there that to assist in educating the public on Tai Chi.
Thank you, Haska. And if, let's say you're working on shifting an emotional trauma carried from a childhood, how does placing genetically altered foods into your system increase that difficulty in achieving a clearing of that emotional trauma, or how can it?
Well, it depends on which way that emotional trauma went. You know, are you talking in regards to a child that was physically beaten? Are you talking about a child that was emotionally beaten? Are you talking about a child that was sexually abused? There are many different forms of abuse that a child could have gone through, and each different type of abuse actually carries a different frequency. It carries a different consciousness. So one needs to be able to search what type of abuse they went through and what consciousness of food would support that healing. There's not such as a one for all. This is an individual thing that ones need to search within themselves. But yes, proper whole food, non-GMO food, can assist in healing. But the tendency of that individual's brain is going to be to carry a strong desire to eat this food, whatever that might be, that actually increases the pain.
Why is that, Hasta? Can you explain that? Can you explain that further?
In terms of increasing the pain?
Yeah, why would that tendency be to increase the pain?
It's the what I was talking about earlier, like energy attracts like energy. So if you have this programming of pain, and most children that were abused carry the energy, perhaps I deserved the abuse. So you carry that energy within the brain, and that energy gravitates towards a food that increases the chemical pain. Now, you can look at depression, at anger, at confusion, any number of energies, but those are chemical pains that reflect within and throughout the physical body. So if you add a chemical to the fire is going to get bigger. So you have to be aware and make very conscious choices, even though you may feel a very strong urge, I must go eat this, whatever that might be. And it could be a whole food, but the chemistry of that food does not fit the chemistry of the chemical pain in the brain being manifested throughout the body.
That's very interesting. Let's say you're having a craving for a certain food and you know it's not beneficial for you. It's just best to just counter that by just not doing it.
Exactly.
Part of the problem with GMOs is that it's not an instant manifestation. So many people say, well, I haven't been affected. I'm fine. I'm not dying. What do you say to those who carry that belief?
Number one, for the most part, that statement is correct in terms of instant manifestation of a disease. But there are GMOs that do carry an instant manifestation, but because they didn't fall over dead, they're not looking at it. How many GMO foods can one eat and all of a sudden they become very bloated, they become with a stomach ache, they become angry, they become depressed within minutes after eating it? So yes, there are certain foods that do carry instant manifestations. That could be whole food or GMO foods, but GMO foods does it to a greater degree. Now, we have available to us the world's population, but specifically right now the United States has available in Europe and Australia the internet, to where we can research at this time. It's still available. I don't believe it's always going to be available, but at this time it's available. One can research the effects of GMO foods on animals, on mice, on rats, and look at what happens to them. They can look at what happens to the cattle that is fed GMO corn, that is injected with multiple inoculations. All it takes is research. Now, if somebody says, well, there's no proof out there, they have a closed mind. It's that simple, because the proof is out there.
Yes, there's lots of evidence out there. And on that note, I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Judy Carman from Australia, and she is the scientist who did the pig study. The study about what happened to pigs when they were fed a GMO diet. So it's conclusive and it's peer reviewed and there's evidence right there. So I agree with you, Hoska. There's a lot of information out there, and for those that want to learn, and not everybody does.
Exactly. You know, you have people with open minds and you have people with closed minds.
Right.
Now, you know, that's not really to be judged. That's simply where somebody is at this point in life. But it has been my experience, those with closed minds experience more pain. But one other thing I do want to add before we conclude. If you were to take two beams of light and crash them into each other, meaning facing each other, you would have an explosion of greater energy. Now, when you are eating food and you are chewing your food, you are creating an explosion of energy the more you chew your food, which means that energy goes into the stomach, the whole digestive system, to assist in greater digestion and absorption of the vitamins, minerals, the life energy of the food that goes throughout your system. Now, what does that mean? Simply, how many people will sit down and eat as fast as they can and get going? The United States has become a fast food nation because people want to hurry and eat and move on. Well, that is deadly. You know, in the ancient Chinese teachings, it's very clear that the more you chew your food, the more energy you get out of the food. Food should never be rapidly devoured because it will lead to disease, whether it is a whole food or a GMO food.
That's wonderful information, Hoska, and I think that's we've all been guilty at time of eating in a hurry, and as you just stated, it doesn't benefit us at all and can actually be quite detrimental to our health. So, Hoska, many people feel hopeless because so much of the food supply has been contaminated by GMOs. What advice do you have for our listeners who feel this way?
It is up to the people to create change. Government is not going to create change. Corporations are not going to create change, and I'm referring to change to the positive. Religions are not going to create change for the positive. It's up to the people. You know, if you could get just 50% of the population to state, I will not buy, I will not eat GMO foods, you would start seeing GMOs beginning to disappear.
And I agree. And according to Jeffrey Smith, that number could be even smaller for it to reach a tipping point where then the corporations, because they're all about profit, would want to start producing foods that don't have GMOs in them.
I agree with that assessment to a degree, but when you have a lower amount than that and it does begin creating a tipping point, you will then get a powerful counterbalance from the corporations that are going to tip it back. So that is why I say if you can get 50%, this is where the actual change will not only begin, it will begin that process.
That makes a lot of sense. So Hoska, thank you so much for being on the show. And for our listeners who want to know more about the work you do, you have a 3-day, you call it an intensive, it's a seminar that is coming up in a couple of weeks. How can people find out more about your work and how to attend this intensive, and where can they go?
The title of this intensive is The Illusion of Time. It's about how to use that illusion of time for healing, including a process of time flux that Jonah will be introducing, as many teachings that he has introduced. The seminar is available at a discounted price until Wednesday. I'm not sure when this show is going to play, but
it will be on Wednesday. So if people are listening to this, if they choose to go to this, they still have time.
That's correct. And you can always sign up later or pay at the door for the full amount, but go to my website, www.jonahlifeinstitute.com, and it gives a full description of the intensive with a registration form.
Thank you very much, Haska. Really appreciate all this great information, and we will continue to educate as many people as we can here at Food Integrity Now. And as Haska mentioned earlier, use the internet, do your research, talk to your friends, talk to your children, and the more information that we can get out into the world, stronger chance we have of eliminating GMOs. So thank you, all our listeners. We'll be back next week with another great show.